The flag bearer of the PPP, Bakwesi Indum, is challenging all political parties and their flag bearers to commit themselves to incorruptible leadership. Bakwesi Indum was speaking at a news conference in Accra, where he outlined a number of pragmatic measures the party will adopt to create sanity in the country if given the mandate in the December general elections. Our correspondent Rebecca Ekwe was there and has joined us in the studio right now. Rebecca, why the news conference?
Basically, the news conference was held to address, the flag bearer of the PPP was there to introduce his parliamentary candidates and also party executives to the media. And then the media, of course, introduced that to the people. Basically, his whole thing was he wanted to address the issue of commitment and incorruptible leadership, which he thinks that is a canker that's eating into our society.
Okay. And why is he calling for this now?
Yes, Jonathan, that was, one of the questions that I actually did pose to him. Why now? Because we all know that Dr. Bakwesi Indum is not new to the public. He was a minister in the NPP government. Mm-hmm. He switched to the CPP. People have been accusing him of flirting, with political power. Now he's with PPP. And I personally think the issue of corruption is not a new phenomenon. But I did ask him, and let's take a listen to what Dr. Bakwesi Indum said.
Indeed, former President Kufuor declared zero tolerance for corruption. Okay, so it's nothing new, as you said. But it has not been addressed like this before, where the person seeking to lead, not just looking to become president, makes a very personal commitment to say that I will come clean. I'll let you know whether I've been paying tax or not. I'll let you know what assets I took to government, I took to parliament, and I came home with. I will let you know what my health condition is. I will let you know where I get money to fund my campaign is. This is new. It's unprecedented. It is something that I am hoping, by my personal commitment, other people will do likewise. And if they don't, Ghanaians would hold them accountable for it. And if I do that, then it means everybody else following me must do the same. And if I become president, then I will make sure that people do as I have done.
Yes, Abraham, you heard flag bearer of the PPP, Bakwesi Indum, telling us that he is ready to take up corruption by the head or the ears, or, take corruption in the face, and he's asking presidential candidates or the other parties to join him in this fight.
Well, will he claim he has nothing to hide?
And interesting, that was another question that came up from one of the media men did ask him. You've been in politics for a long time, Dr. Bakwesi Indum. Why now? And do you not have anything to hide? And he said, no, he has nothing to hide, which is why he's asking others to declare their assets, others to, stand with him in the fight. To fight corruption in the country. He's saying that he is saying specifically that he will ask the Internal Revenue Service to provide him with certified true copies of his income tax returns so he can, release them to the public as soon as he files his papers to become the presidential candidate in the 2012 elections. And he also asked the Auditor General to provide him with certified true copies of his assets reports, and which, of course, he would also make that public, and he will provide that to the Minister of State and Member of Parliament. He will provide that to Parliament if they need to see that. And, of course, he also said that he will submit himself to a comprehensive medical examination at a healthy facility approved by the Ministry of Health and release the report to the public. And finally, he will also make sure that the PPP National Treasurer will release to the public all financial reports that include sources of funding for national campaign, and make sure these are true copies and certified. And the issue of financial accountability within the party,
it's always been like that.
It's a very important thing, so far as declaring of assets and things like that. Political Parties Act calls for that. And he's saying that he is clean, and therefore he is asking, if he's not clean, he will not be in the position to say, this is what I think we should do, Abraham.
In essence, he's saying he's eligible to be the president of Ghana. Thank you very much, Rebecca.